Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
I tell you what, you don't need to worry about me taking the foam roll because I travel with my own foam roll.
So I'm not surprised.
And Chris Ello.
All right, we'll take a break. See if Scrooby can screw up next segment as well.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, as usual, Scraby took us through a flawed Big Five today.
I did not.
We're going to have a little cleanup duty to take care of as we kick off the 5 o'clock hour. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:01 is the time. Final hour together on this Friday. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr. Getting ready now for the broadcast at 7:15 of Padres Baseball. The Padres and the San Francisco Giants, Tony with us in and throughout the show. We're also going to have Mike Clevenger, our Fire Friday interview, coming up for you at the bottom of this hour. Mike joined us a little earlier. If you can't wait that long, you can always download that interview with Mike Clevenger at your leisure.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 97.3thefansd.com. Look up Gwynn and Chris. That would be the way to go there.
Yeah.
Same thing if you go to the Odyssey app. Download or click in Gwynn and Chris, not Glenn and Chris.
No, not Glenn and Chris. I don't know who Glenn and Chris is.
Glenn and Chris isn't going to get you anywhere, but Gwynn and Chris will get you to the interview with Mike Clevenger a little bit earlier this afternoon. So, or you just hang on. We'll have it for you coming up at the bottom of this hour. All right, going to give everybody an update on the PGA Golf Championships in just a second. Most everybody is done with a second round, including a late rally by Tiger Woods. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But before we get to that, you want to clean up the Big Five because you left it a little messy.
I did not.
With your soccer story.
I did not.
In asking us to choose among all of these stadiums for where would be the best venue for the World Cup to hold. The thing that you forgot to tell us, you neglected to share with us, is the information that was given to us in the meantime by Dave Marcus.
Yes, and Luis.
And Luis called in as well to check your dirty work.
Yeah.
And both of them explaining that the World Cup can't be played at a place like SoFi Stadium unless SoFi Stadium is willing to take out the turf and replace it with real grass.
Yeah, natural grass.
Natural grass.
Yeah, yes. Dave Marcus came down the line. He said, "Hey, Scraby, I just want to tell you, it's got to be natural grass."
See?
And I said, "What?" And that's he was right. Like, "Yeah, you can't have a stadium with turf in it, field turf." So all of these destinations, all of these stadiums are well aware that they're on the list and they were going to have to replace it with grass.
I can't believe
they want someone in there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is it difficult to do that anymore? I mean, maybe it's not something that's very difficult to do.
Can you just lay grass longer over the turf?
I don't really know.
I don't either.
I'm not a groundskeeper. I'm not sure.
But well, what did we send you to groundskeeper school for?
Because you thought I was going to be the next Bill Murray in Caddyshack. And it turned out to be almost as comedic, but not as talented in the groundskeeping department.
Hey, I know that the NFL, a lot of those stadiums are NFL stadiums. And I know that the NFL really wants natural grass. Or some of the players.
Rather than the turf.
Yes, some of the players want natural grass over the turf. So maybe they'll stay.
That's what'll happen. We'll have to see how it all turns out. But all right, so that is something to keep an eye on for you soccer fans out there. When the World Cup does come to North America in 2026, the stadiums that hosted will have to have natural grass.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Scraby. Speaking of natural grass, they still play golf on natural grass, if I'm not mistaken.
I hope they never stop.
And Will Zalatoris played it better than anybody today in the second round of the PGA Championship. Zalatoris shot a 5-under par 65. He sits at 9-under par right now to lead the PGA Championship. Mito Pereira, from Chile, Texas Tech athlete, is in second place at 8-under par.
I have a good stat for him.
What do you have?
He is the first player from Chile in round two, to finish in the top two in any round in a major since 1983.
All right, who was the last Chilean?
Oh gosh, let me go find it. I didn't even look.
I mean, I would have guessed that Mito Pereira was the first guy from Chile ever to even make it.
There's been some great golfers from Chile.
There have.
But I'm going to look up.
You better type in real fast.
I'm
great
doing it.
Golfers from Chile.
No. Oh, here it is.
See who comes.
Mito
up.
Pereira is the first player representing Chile to finish a major round inside the top two on the leaderboard since 1983. Previous best was tied for third by Joaquin Neiman after the first round.
Joaquin Neiman is from Chile as well.
Yeah, but they didn't actually give me
another good young golfer.
Who the golfer was in 1983.
All right, enough about Mito Pereira. Zalatoris -9, Pereira -8, and Justin Thomas, the American, is in third place at -6. Bubba Watson.
That's surprising.
With a 7-under 63 today.
That's a really – he's not been playing
and Bubba
great
Watson
golf.
Is alone in fourth place right now at 5-under par. How old is Bubba in this day and age?
Late 30s, early 40s?
For a long time. The left-hander?
43
years old. So sneaking his way up into the fourth position. Rory McIlroy, the first-round leader, shot a 1-over 71 today. He's right there, though, at -4.
That just shows you
for
how,
the tournament.
How hard golf is. Rory was unstoppable yesterday.
Right.
And today, he still drove the ball well, but he struggled to score, and he's 1-over.
Didn't score as
well. A par 70 golf course is very difficult. And they're also taking par 5s and making them par 4s for the pros.
Yeah.
But that is a difficult golf course.
Yeah, every course ought to at least be par 72.
We've done this argument before.
Or do what I do and just play them all at bogey golf and make it 90.
I wanted to ask Charlie Hoffman yesterday if he had ever heard of
him.
No, I had it in mind, but I was like, this is going to take too much explaining. He might not understand what we're talking
Charlie's
about.
Charlie's going to understand bogey golf. I don't understand you being such a golf fanatic, not really understanding what bogey golf is.
I understand what it is. It's just not a thing. We cannot do this again.
Why is it not
a thing? We cannot do this again.
Everybody worth their salt out there plays bogey golf. Nobody tries to play par golf. It's too hard. It's too disappointing.
I can't do this.
I mean, I'm not going to do it.
No, the reason that I like to play with the regular par that is on the card is because I always want to at least, I play like the pros. I want to get a score.
You don't
like
play like the pros, though.
I'm not good.
You don't.
I'm not good like the
it's
pros.
The second time today you compared yourself to the pros. Earlier you started comparing your golf game to Jordan Spieth. And I'm like, what are you wasting our time with that for?
I compared our
You're
highly
not Jordan Spieth.
I compared our highly emotional reactions to the small things.
Scraby's out on the course and he gets upset with himself and he goes, "Oh, I'm acting like Jordan Spieth."
Yeah, because the reason I am not a fan of Jordan Spieth is because of his sometimes temper tantrums.
And I'm sure when Jordan Spieth has a temper tantrum, he goes, man, I'm acting like Max Grady.
I'm sure he does not.
Got to be careful out here. The other news in terms of the PGA Championship today, Tiger Woods was sitting at 6 over par this afternoon.
Yeah, talk about a comeback.
With about 5 holes to go, he was 2 shots away from getting in under the cut line. And right down the stretch, Tiger went birdie, birdie, birdie in 3 of the last 7 holes to finish with a 69 today.
Dang.
So Tiger ends up at 3 over par for the tournament and safely inside the cut line. So,
I mean, I know that he's happy that he made the cut, and that's what he's there to win. But there's
got to
be.
Yeah, he's there to win, though. He's not there to just make the cut. But still, the achievement for this guy, based on what he's been through, based on how he played in the Masters, and it looked like he wasn't even going to be around for the weekend. He's still pretty special.
Well, I was going to say is he's hurting, and he's admitted that he's hurting. He's probably thinking in the back of his head, it would have been easier if I missed the cut.
Yeah, well, that's not the way Tiger Woods is built.
No, and that's not what he's thinking at all.
Tiger Woods is not
thinking that at all. He probably is going to bed tonight with dreams of winning.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out how he can get back in the tournament. He's 12 shots off the lead right now. One person who did miss the cut was Scottie Scheffler, who was the Masters champion this year.
Surprising, but not surprising.
It is a little surprising, considering how great he's been playing all year. Scheffler, though, with a 5 over 75 today, and he misses the cut at 6 over par for the tournament. All right, Padres getting set to take on the Giants tonight. Sean Manaea will be on the hill for the Padres, who have not lost back-to-back games in over a month. 9 consecutive times, the Padres, following a loss, have come up with a victory, including yesterday when they beat the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 2-0. Padres don't have a winning streak longer than 4, but they don't have a losing streak longer than 2. And with that, they've had 2 winning homestands, 2 winning road trips so far this season. And they're on their way to a winning road trip on this particular excursion, having taken 2 out of 3 in Atlanta and also 2 out of 3 in Philadelphia. Now it's San Francisco, where they lost 2 out of 3 earlier this season to the hated Giants.
The hated Giants. We have to amend one of our bets for the Daily Gambit, because I made the assumption that Luke Voit was going to be in the lineup.
Wow, that's right. You said that Luke Voit had to go +1.5 in
hits, runs,
plus
RBIs.
Runs and RBIs, but he's not in the lineup tonight.
No, so we can't make that bet.
Yeah, we should tell you who is in the lineup for the Padres tonight. If you're at all concerned about such things, Jake Cronenworth will be in the leadoff spot, Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer, Jerkson Profar is hitting cleanup. Will Myers, Robinson Cano's in there as the DH tonight. Ha-Seong Kim, Trent Grisham, and Jorge Alfaro. Exactly a murderer's row, but you know what? It's working out pretty well so far.
Can you explain to me and everybody else why Jerkson makes a good cleanup hitter?
Don't know that he makes a great cleanup hitter. He probably makes a better one than anybody else in this lineup because he's got 5 home runs this year. And if you make a mistake, he can deposit one in the bay. So I think it's your best shot to put in after Eric Hosmer. Myers bats right-handed against a right-handed starter, so he doesn't fit in the cleanup role. Really, the only guy on the whole team that even fits in the cleanup role is Manny Machado.
But
you
want right
to bat
now.
Him earlier and put him in the number 2 slot.
When Fernando comes back, where is he going to step in? Like, what part of the order do you want to see him in? Because he's a good leadoff hitter.
He loves to bat leadoff.
He does.
But
it's not the best place for him.
I don't think it is. But the reason that it kind of is because the Padres' leadoff hitters this year have been terrible. I mean, they don't have anybody leading off, getting on base, making things happen. There would be nothing. It would not bother me if Fernando, when he comes back, bats leadoff, just because you need somebody who can stir things up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, for a guy that's hitting 40-plus home runs a year, and I don't know how many he'll end up with this year, 20, 25 if he's lucky.
40.
Okay, all right. In a half a season, that would be pretty impressive.
Yep.
But you'd like to have him in the middle of the order, driving in a bunch of runs.
Yes.
The problem is if nobody's on base, it doesn't matter. So a lot of teams are going with better hitters at the top. Fernando is one of those players who bats in that leadoff role. I think he shines there. So I'm going to guess that, but you know, a lot of it depends on how Cronenworth's swinging it. You know, what's going on with Hosmer by the time Fernando comes back.
I'm trying to see what the Padres are doing in the way of where they rank as leadoff hitters, and the Padres are number 28 out of 30. Their batting average is 178. OPS is 513, so they're way down at the bottom.
All right, so that tells you exactly what you need to know.
So let's put Fernando there.
Fernando will be batting leadoff when he comes back. You've got to have something more dangerous than that. We mentioned the DH spot has been another vast wasteland. Padres hitting like 198 at the DH spot. Robinson Cano did come through with an RBI hit yesterday. He'll get another opportunity to do that today as Luke Voit continues to sit. Got to be frustrating for Luke Voit, but also frustrating for the Padres. I mean, they were counting on this guy big time, and there was nothing in his past to suggest that he would struggle this mightily. But he's striking out nearly 40% of the time. And if you take out the 1-2 home run game, I mean, he has done nothing
and
for the Padres this year, unfortunately.
According to MLB.com stats, that's the only two home runs the designated hitter has this season for the Padres, and they're hitting 206. And they're on
206.
Base, their on base percentage is 321, which is well below even.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not been good. But you know what? Even the worst hitting teams can get lucky once in a while. For example, I give you the Arizona Diamondbacks, who came into today's game at Wrigley Field batting 206 as an entire roster. Today, the Diamondbacks hit seven home runs, three of them by Josh Rojas, two by David Peralta. The Cubs hit four home runs. The two teams combined for 11 homers today, tying an all-time Wrigley Field record. Arizona won the game 10-5.
Can you guess real quick before we go to break who is leading, what team is leading in a DH average in all of baseball?
I can't.
Well, the Padres just played them. Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
They're hitting 327 out of the DH spot with 10 home runs. And they lead baseball with 10 home runs.
Yeah,
that's pretty incredible.
They also don't have as good a team as the Padres.
I was going to say, what's their record?
They're also losing to the Dodgers right now, 3-0, bottom of the third, LAD on top of PHI.
Oh, the Phillies are under 500.
Yeah. Could use a little help from the Phillies this weekend.
Yes.
But so far, not the case. Dodgers 3, Phillies nothing. Bottom of the third, Gwynn and Chris continues. Mike Clevenger interview ahead. After a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy Fryer Friday on 97.3 The Fan. Presented by Ballast Point, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres. Visit a Ballast Point San Diego tasting room for $5 swinging Fryer Ale Pints all season long.
San Diego State getting a little love tonight on ESPN television, ESPN2, because we don't get ESPN here in the studio, but the San Diego State softball team in the NCAA tournament taking on LSU tonight, and there's about like 30 first-round games.
Yeah, there's a ton.
And ESPN2 chose to put the Aztecs on against LSU. And the Aztecs scored two runs in the top of the first inning. So, good start for San Diego State. They had a great season, won the Mountain West Conference. They have a great pitcher, Maggie Ballant, who has a record of 18-5 this year with a 1.50 ERA. And has the remarkable strikeout-to-walk ratio. 263 strikeouts.
What?
35 walks.
Wow.
Yeah, she's pretty good, and hopefully now she's got a 2-0 lead to begin the game. So hopefully she can make it stand up. Aztecs taking on LSU. Women's softball first round of the NCAA tournament. A couple of other things along those lines. Good luck to the USD Toreros. I can get away with saying that when Tony's not nearby.
I don't understand his displeasure with
he
the...
He does.
Displeasure is what
he
I said.
He definitely has a displeasure with USD. I mean, he's a good Aztec. That's what he is. But I feel I'm a good Aztec, too. And I just kind of, I still root for USD. I think there's room to root for USD, even though they were a rival back when I was in school. I still like to see the Ferrero, the Ferrero.
The Ferreros.
You know what happened is I looked up and I saw a quick shot of Freddie Freeman. And it just, I combined Freeman and Torero and I got Ferrero. It's so weird how your mind works sometimes.
It does.
You see a quick shot of something, throws you off. But no, I think there's room to root for the Toreros. They have a big baseball weekend anyway, is what I was going to get to. They're hosting Gonzaga, and right now Gonzaga has a 2-game lead with 3 to play in the West Coast Conference baseball race. And USD, if they could sweep the series, which is a tall order.
Yeah.
But if they can sweep the series, they can wrap up the West Coast Conference crown. So good luck to USD baseball this weekend. Good luck to San Diego State softball. They are down in Tempe playing in the NCAA tournament. And also, the San Diego Wave FC suffered their first loss the other night, Scraby. I don't know if you're aware of that. Fell to Louisville.
I did see this.
1-0. Where's Alex? Alex didn't score. We're getting a little greedy here with Alex Morgan. We want her to score 2 or 3 goals every single game.
Well, she probably could, but
yeah, that's a lot to ask for. But Alex is off to such a great start this season, leading the Wave to a 3-0 start to the year. Their next match is coming up Sunday. They're on the road for 4 straight games. I'm trying to see. I can't read.
Chris is like getting
closer. I can't see that. They play on the road Sunday, but I'm sorry. Let me see if I can find it somewhere else. Scraby, look it up for me.
They are playing.
Who are they playing? See if you can figure that out.
The North Carolina Courage.
North Carolina Courage. Thank you, Scraby.
And then the OL, I believe that's Orlando, OL Reign on May 29th.
Yeah, they got a 4-match road trip. They went to Louisville, straight to North Carolina. They won't be back home until the middle of June. But the Wave FC off to a great start, 3-1 now after the 1-0 loss the other day to Louisville.
Hey, they're still 3-0-1. They're leading the standings.
Well, they're 3-0-1. To say that is misleading to most American sports fans because they hear 3-0-1 and they think that means 3 wins and a tie.
Yeah, it's a draw.
It's actually, but they don't have a draw.
They do not.
They have a loss.
That's why it's 3-0-1.
No, but it should be 3-1-0 is what I'm saying.
Well, the standings are listed in this order. WDL.
I know. The standings are listed win, draw, loss. What I was saying is that as an American sports fan, we're used to seeing the loss listed before the draw.
Well, you know, we don't have to be, I was going to say something. We don't have to be such snooty sports fans.
Well, we don't have to be snooty. I'm not being snooty. I'm just saying that if I'm a sports fan and you tell me my team's record is 3-0-1, in my mind that registers a 3 wins and a draw. And it's just not right.
All right, because hockey is win-loss tie.
So is football.
Well, yeah, but football.
Well, yeah, but. No, it is. It's not, well, yeah, but. It is.
Okay,
it's
fine.
Listed in win-loss tie.
All right, fine.
So
you
soccer's got to get with it.
And oh, wait. See, this is being snooty.
I'm not being snooty. I'm
just
telling
you.
You just
said soccer needs to get with it.
They
Why?
Do, because you just told me that the Wave FC's record is 3-0-1.
That's what the standings say.
I understand that.
I will keep saying that.
The standings mix me up. They just do. So that's the way that's my complaint.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I just open up the complaint department for the first time in 2 days?
Oh, yes, I think you did.
It's been on hiatus for a couple
it's
of days.
It's been on ice.
Yeah, we've been doing a good job. Beautiful diving catch. Aztec left fielder robs LSU to end the bottom of the first. 2-0 Aztecs.
By the way, this game.
NCAA softball.
This game is ESPN News.
Well, it's been shifted there.
Yes, we
it's
were
on
watching
ESPN News right now. It'll be on ESPN2 when they get it going. Beautiful catch. 2-0 Aztecs. We'll take a break, come back. We've got Mike Clevenger, our Friar Friday interview with Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
This is for you, Friar faithful. It's Friar Friday, presented by Ballast Point, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres. Visit a Ballast Point San Diego tasting room for $5 swinging Friar Ale pints all season long.
Good friend of mine, Jesse Clark.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Jesse.
Texting in. Wanted me to mention, and he's right, I should mention, Point Loma Nazarene Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Hosting the Division II West Regionals
yes.
this weekend.
Yes.
By the way, if you ever want to go to a beautiful place to watch a baseball
Absolutely.
Game, you can do a whole lot worse than going to Point Loma Nazarene College. It is insane, the location of that school. We don't talk about them too often. Hosting the Division II West Regionals this weekend, Justin James' team has already bounced Pomona from the regional and now is leading Northwest Nazarene 15-5, according to my guy Jesse Clark on the scene there.
I have done plenty of announcing.
You have. You've done some broadcasting for Point Loma.
I have. It's really fun. That baseball field is actually like...
Oh, yeah.
You just look out, and it's and all you see is just ocean.
It's one
of the craziest views you'll ever see.
I gave up a couple of home runs right
into the Pacific
Ocean when I was back playing
Carol
back
B.
in the day.
Land Stadium.
Carol B. Land. Carol Land was the coach of Point Loma Nazarene when Jim Dietz was coaching at San Diego State. And Dietz would always schedule some games with Point Loma, and we would go out there and play.
Do you think Carol Land would push the hot dogs like Coach Dietz would?
Nobody pushed the hot dogs like Coach Dietz. Nobody could push a hot dog like Coach Dietz.
I always love that story.
I just find it so hilarious because you would think he would always do it like in the seventh or eighth inning, right in the most tense moment
Chris
of the
is
game.
Like, what were you doing? Are you PA or play-by-play?
Well, I was doing PA.
Okay.
And he'd call up to the booth and the phone, you know, I'd answer the phone. There was no caller ID.
No, you're not
in those days.
It doesn't say Coach Dietz.
No, you're wondering who's calling, and they go, Chris, Coach Dietz. I'm like, Coach, what are you calling for? You're right in the middle of the game. Yeah, I know. Push the hot dog.
That's so funny to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, now batting for the Aztecs. But before we get to that, let me remind you, please buy a hot dog.
How much were the hot dogs? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know. That couldn't have been more than a dollar.
Oh, man, I would
back
be,
in the day.
I would be chowing down at least two or three.
Back in the day, yeah, good old Dietz dog.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know what it was called.
It should be called a Dietz dog.
Should have been a Dietz dog for sure.
Oh, you need to get that in front of the baseball team to sell Dietz
Talk to
dogs.
Mark Martinez.
Yes,
call those hot dogs Dietz dogs.
Yeah, I think you just stumbled upon something amazing,
something magical. Get
yeah.
Mark Martinez on the phone.
All right,
take care of that immediately.
No, last time Mark Martinez gave me a hard time because the Rams won the Super Bowl. So,
well, you've got him back. He had a tough season this year at the Aztec baseball team.
I did not hope for that.
I know you didn't. But Mark Martinez and the Aztecs will be back. But hey, USD's having a nice year. Point Loma's having a nice year. So we'll cheer for those guys. All right. Let's check traffic and then get to our Friar Friday interview. Tony Gwynn Jr. and I spent some time with Padre right-hander Mike Clevenger. Some interesting things, including surviving scary plane flights and working your way back to the big leagues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Clevenger, pitcher for the San Diego Padres. Padres in San Fran to get ready for a three-game weekend series, and we are happy to be joined by the Padres right-hander. Mike, how are you today? Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, and let's start out by asking how you're feeling three starts into the season. Obviously, the third one went probably exactly like you wanted to. Five innings, one hit, so I imagine you're starting to settle in nicely.
Yeah, I think that's what the last start was, the first time the game kind of slowed back down for me. So I think that was the biggest factor in, you know, the success in that game. And I think the more I get back out there and get in the flow of the game, it's going to be, hopefully the same thing.
Clev, through your first three starts so far, one of the trends that we're seeing is you're kind of using your whole repertoire on somewhat of an equal plane. In the past, you've been a lot heavier fastball. Is that a new approach, or is that as you kind of find your feel, things will kind of change again?
Yeah, I also think it's just it depends on what lineups you're facing. I think, okay. but really, just to separate the percentages, you don't want to follow too many patterns. And I think there's a little bit of time. That's why I had to add the cutter in the mix, where I was getting kind of keyholed with, slider, fastball up, slider, fastball up. So I was really trying to learn how to get multiple pitches moving different ways into each quadrant of the strike zone, all four.
Mike Clevenger will start for the Padres on Sunday in San Francisco against Alex Wood and the Giants tonight, game one of the series, and you'll hear it right here on 97.3 The Fan. Mike, you caught a lot of people's eye and attention, I think, with your emotional reaction after your first game back. Obviously, the road you had to travel to get back on the mound, it meant a lot to you, and I think it meant a lot to us to see that it meant a lot to you. Take us through a little bit your recovery time, and were the down times, looking back, were they a little tougher than you might have expected?
Yeah, I mean, there were some dark times, especially kind of in the beginning when I first found out, but I mean, just being able to stay around the guys throughout the rehab process and kind of stay connected to the game, I mean, I think that helped my spirits the most. And just, the support I had with the Padres staff, with my family back home, that made things a lot easier for me.
Clev, talk a little bit about your offseason. You and Joe Musgrove spent some time together working on you guys' craft. How helpful was it to have somebody to kind of lean on, as not only did you get healthy, but you started to kind of experiment with different things, as you mentioned, the four quadrants, having pitches going to that zone. How helpful was it to have somebody like that to kind of lean on?
Oh, I mean, I really do think that was huge for my development coming back and just kind of helped me jumpstart it. I mean, Joe's a workhorse, and he really studies the game. If you really watch him, I mean, he'll be in his locker looking at, you know, not just his pitches, but the lineup coming up, for making his own notes for days before a start. So just being able to throw with him, see his stuff, see how he attacks the game. And then also we were just like, you know, someone also holds you accountable. I mean, we couldn't work out next to each other without wanting to go harder or lift more weight. And it was the same thing with throwing. We couldn't just throw together without, you know, trying to one-up each other. And I think that helped both of us a lot. But I know it definitely helped me kind of jumpstart back into the flow of the game and just, you know, being a major leaguer again.
Mike Clevenger is with us, our Friar Friday interview. Happy to have the Padre right-hander on the program today to kick things off on Gwynn and Chris. And Mike, you know, you grew up in Jacksonville and went to Seminole State College in Sanford, Florida. And I just wonder, when you went to Seminole State College of Florida, did anybody say to you, how in the world are you ever going to make the major leagues from here? And I don't know that anybody was able to tell you that no matter where you're pitching, they will find you. And right, the LA Angels of Anaheim, they found you as a fourth-round draft choice out of that particular school. Did you always feel like the big leagues was in your future?
I went there by way of the Citadel. So I was at the Citadel first in Charleston, South Carolina, and then transferred out and then went down there. But, if you're – you're lighting the radar gun up enough, they're going to come find you. I was down there playing third base every day in closing. And then it was just when I got on the mound, just trying to throw as hard as I could.
Clev, I want to ask you, want to put baseball aside for a second. I mean, you've got some of the best hair in all of baseball, and you've come out different starts. You've had different hairstyle. You had it flowing the last start. The start before, you had it braided up. How are we deciding what look is going to roll out on the mound on each start?
Yeah, I know this has been like a huge topic of discussion after my starts too. I've been getting blown up for it, but like it's really no thought at all. I was like, I had to cut my hair or I had to braid it because it was getting too long, where it was just getting in my face and it was windy. I really didn't want to cut it, so I just had my fiance just braid my hair. So I was like, hey, they'll hold it in place, won't have to cut it, fine. Didn't think this through. Then I go on the road and I'm not set up with any salons on the road, so I haven't cut my hair in years. So then I'm like, oh, God, what do I do now? I was like, I guess I just let it flow, so I couldn't just, like, walk into, like, you know, I didn't just want to go trust Great Clips to come, like, straighten me out. So, yeah, people might think there's a lot more thought, but really it's just, I guess, where I'm at in the country.
Mike Clevenger is with us. Mike, you had a little bit of a harrowing plane ride a few weeks ago on your way down to a minor league ball game, and I'm sure you don't want to relive that, but I imagine that's another reason you're happy to be with the Padres and safe and sound. Are you finding it a little difficult to travel right now after that?
The first flight after that, it was not easy. I mean, I think I soaked through all my clothes and sweat, and the lady next to me probably thought I had problems. So I kept looking out my window, looking at the window on the other side, and I was very unwell for the next two flights. But I got right back. I mean, the more I looked at it, the more I think me and whoever's on the plane with me is even more safe, because it can't happen twice to the same person, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the way I would have to look at it moving forward. Yeah. Cliff, I want to talk to you a little bit about this ball club. I mean, you guys started the year, obviously you were on the IL. Snell ends up going on the IL. But you look at this ball club, you guys got 24 wins. You guys have found ways to win ball games. How impressed have you been with your squad and with how well they've been able to kind of deal with the many, you know, different things that have been thrown at them through injury?
Oh, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things I'm seeing this year at everybody that I think is just, like, so amazing. It's this day-by-day approach. Like, you never see anyone looking back at yesterday. You never see anyone look at, you know, what's tomorrow. And we're just trying to win that day. And that's with whoever's there, whoever's ready. And, you know, just having that mentality and that kind of, you know, support throughout, like, from the top of the leadership to, like, you know, the rookies. I mean, it's just been really cool to see how the clubhouse is meshing this year.
Mike, last thing for me. You had to be very happy when you heard the news that Ruben Niebla was going to be the pitching coach here in San Diego. You had such a nice relationship with him in Cleveland, and you talked him up before he got here. And I think he's been one of the unsung heroes of this season so far. Talk about working with him and, you know, just being a part of this pitching staff, which has been so dominant, especially the starters this season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't say enough words about Ruben. That's why lobbied so hard for him to get over here as soon as I got here. I mean, when AJ was like asking me, I was like, yeah, I mean, that's the guy who kind of had his hand on every one of us that kind of like turned our careers around. But it's just exactly that. He could take whoever you are and kind of put his, like, see what you're, where you're lacking and how to be the best you. He's not going to try to make you, you know, anybody else. He's going to see who, like, how to make you the best you. And I think that's going to maximize the potential in every player and every pitcher in that clubhouse.
Mike, last one for me. You mentioned a little bit about you and Joe during the offseason and having that kind of one-up mentality in terms of competing with one another. But you kind of have that with the whole starting staff at this point. I mean, 1 through 5 on any night, a whole bunch of zeros can be thrown up on the board by any one of the members on the staff. Do you kind of sense the same thing amongst the entire staff as a whole in terms of wanting to one-up one another when you take the mound?
Oh yeah, I have to say, like, this is, I mean, we're definitely a unit. Like, I've had more fun with those guys than I think I had my entire career, you know, throughout the season. So, but yeah, it's definitely like you don't want to be the lowest on the totem pole. So it's definitely going to go into it. You want to put up the best numbers, and I think that's success breeds success, right?
Yeah. So.
Well, Mike, congratulations on making your way back and your first win this season. And it must feel great to be back on a big league mound. We're so happy to have you back, and we really appreciate the time. Best of luck Sunday in San Francisco, and we'll see you on the next homestand. Thanks again,
Cliff,
for visiting with us.
Yeah. Thank you. See you guys.
Great stuff there from Mike Clevenger, our Friar Friday interview today. And Mike Clevenger joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, we got a couple of seconds left here before we get to the top of the hour. One note that we didn't pass along yet today, Scraby. Lakers, apparently, according to Wojo, and if Wojo says so, you know,
I don't know. Brian Windhorst was right about
giving,
the whole.
You're giving Brian Windhorst the love now because he was right. What was the one?
It was Ben Simmons.
The Ben Simmons trade. Yeah. But I don't know. It's not like Wojo's really ever been wrong. I mean, Windhorst might have beat him to one story. But anyway, Wojo says that, or Woj. It's not Wojo. It's just Woj. I'm adding
it. Yes, you are.
I'm adding an O
but I
to
think
his
some
nickname.
People call him Wojo.
Yeah, I think it's more Woj. Anyway, Woj says Milwaukee Bucks assistant coach Darvin Ham.
Who?
And former Portland Trailblazer head coach Terry Stotts, who are among the candidates who have advanced to the final round of interviews for the Lakers head coaching job. So I don't know how that grabs you, Laker fans.
I don't think it grabs anyone.
Darvin Ham, Terry Stotts. Terry Stotts made the playoffs in 8 consecutive seasons with Portland. Couple of trips to the Western Conference semifinals and 1 berth in the Western Conference finals. I'm not a big Terry Stotts getting me over the hump type of guy, but probably good enough if LeBron James and Anthony Davis stay healthy and Russell Westbrook returns to some form of Russell Westbrook. He could probably get the job done. Darvin Ham has been an assistant under Milwaukee coach Mike Budenholzer since 2013. Ham has long been considered one of the top head coaching candidates among league assistants. Mark Jackson interviewed previously, along with Toronto Raptors assistant coach Kenny Atkinson and Golden State Warriors assistant coach. I'm sorry, Kenny Atkinson is the Golden State Warriors assistant coach, Toronto Raptors assistant coach Adrian Griffin.
I think Tony wanted the Warriors assistant coach.
No, he wanted Mark Jackson.
Oh,
Tony
that's
wants
right.
Mark
yes,
Jackson.
He did. He if wants, not, it's the other
Then he
assistant.
Wants Kenny Atkinson, the Warriors assistant.
Yeah.
Well, the Lakers could do a whole lot worse than asking Tony who they should have. Because I hate to say it, Tony knows the Lakers like no other. He cracks me up. I can't tell you how much fun I had this year being in the studio with Tony while he watched a Laker game.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining.
It's really entertaining. I mean, he is up and down with every jump shot. And
he's like every other crazy fan that you see out
there.
That's
exactly what he's like. Yeah. I hate to give it away. I'm a very stoic fan. I don't really do much one way or the other till the game's over. Then I'm either happy or ticked off.
I'm like Tony. I'm all
over
the
place. You're like Tony. You're all over the place.
Yeah. I don't think that surprises anyone.
What happened at the end of the 49er Chiefs Super Bowl?
Why did you have to bring it up, Chris? I'm
trying to remember what happened at the end of that. Your reaction to that.
Yes, I'm looking for it because we haven't used
it.
Oh, here
it
is. Here it is. Here it is.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
I still think that was staged.
You guys will never get over it.
No, we'll never think that was real. quick update. Dodgers, middle of the fifth inning, shutting out Philadelphia 3-0. I'm sure Sam Levitt will have all of the scores for you and updating you on the Dodgers during the pregame show, which gets underway in about 15 minutes. And what are we going to do between now and then, Scraby? You're going to sing a song or?
Sure. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. That's all I got.
The, what is that? The school song for the
Tennessee.
University of Tennessee?
Yeah, the Tennessee Volunteers fight song.
Fight
right
song.
There.
Yeah. Or Rocky Top, whichever strikes you.
Yeah.
Will Zalatoris leads the PGA Golf Championship -9, and they head into the weekend there.
The Jones Harbaugh crew are winning cornhole on TV right now.
Are you
on the lab right now?
Are you into the PGA this year? I mean, it's a major, but
I will be watching over the weekend.
The only name that I've been even interested in near the leaderboard is Bubba Watson.
Really? That's it? Zalatoris, I want to see him win.
You do?
He's an up-and-comer.
I don't care about
him.
I'm
good. I'm ready to go. Even Mito. Let's see Mito Pereira win.
Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy's in the hunt.
Yeah, let's see Rory make a push over the weekend. Let's see John Rahm make a push over
the
weekend.
I'll root for anybody but Rory.
I know.
That's how
Let's see Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele. There's so many. Or Schauffele. It's Schauffele.
They're not in the running. They got to be in the running.
Well, they're going to shoot 58s tomorrow.
All right, good show today. Thank you, Scraby. Thank you, Tony Gwynn Jr. Stay tuned. I think we have a little, about a 10-minute interlude before hits the airwaves with the Padre pregame show. So enjoy that. And then Padre baseball tonight. We'll catch up with you Monday at 2 o'clock ahead of the Brewers series. Have a good sports weekend, everybody. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.